As you do your holiday book shopping, you might want to think about audiobooks. We have some suggestions for great audiobooks this year. Robin Witten is the editor and founder of Audiophile Magazine, which has a little list. Robin, thanks for joining us.
I'm so glad to be here and to talk about some things to listen to.
Now, a number of books on this year's list are really quite different from the audiobooks many of us are used to. Let's start with one of the new ones, where The Storm King is read by someone we generally hear singing.
I met my wife, Toshi, when she was still a teenager, because I went to sing for a little square dance club in New York. And she was a member of it.
Now that, of course, is Pete Seeger, in case you didn't recognize him. But Robin, tell us about this book. This is not an audio version of a novel. This is a whole series of spoken word performances.
That's right. It's really a production of a program that was written to be recorded, with Pete talking about stories, and the music is all integrated into the program. It's really a very exciting and special program.
And the recording itself is full of music. Almost everything has music underneath it. Now, here's another real change of pace. Civil War, which is based on a Marvel Comics series about superhumans. I gather that this is to reach out to a younger audience. Maybe these are not people who are listening to audiobooks because they can't see to read.
Oh, not at all. And this is the sort of audio theater and drama taken to a new level, with a real soundscape written underneath the story and the acting, the theater of the production.
Let's listen to a bit of it.
Energy tingled across his skin, dancing along the millimeter-thick sheath covering his body. Wireless sensors reached out, touched matching circuits on boots, chest plate, leggings.
So what do you think? Do you think we're headed in the direction of audio theater? Has Marvel got the right sort of thing going on here?
It expands what audio listening can be, so that we can't just think of it as a single narrator who sort of takes you through a literary novel or a fabulous mystery. But, you know, there's more to it, and the audio publishers are really expanding the envelope in the way they look, with multiple narrators, sound effects and sound design, as well as a single voice just telling you a great story.
We do have one of those single narrator books. This one is called The Good Lord Bird. It's written by James McBride and narrated by the actor Michael Boatman. It's about a slave child who joins John Brown's crusade against slavery and dresses as a little girl.
I was born a colored man, and don't you forget it. But I lived as a colored woman for 17 years.
Now, how do you feel about the traditional single narrator book? Does it sound like we're not getting our money's worth after listening to some of these others?
No, I think you're getting something very special in Michael Boatman's narration there. You get the accent and the dialogue and the dialect that was written into the book, and yet, you know, it comes alive in his voice.
Thank you so much for this, Robin.
Thank you, Linda.
Robin Witten is the editor of Audiophile Magazine.